Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
1-800-947-3979. You will have the option of texting or calling that number or doing none of the above. You can email idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts, and I've been on the show since 1997. We didn't think it would be called Free Beer and Hot Wings for more than 6 weeks. In fact, that was our plan. And I still just started the show by saying, I'm Free Beer.
Mm-hmm.
That is strange.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping this short, because I know someone did something dumb, and I can't wait to get to it.
Every morning there's a dingbat. hi, I'm Hot Wings, and it's not me today. That's all I know. Steve?
Hi, I'm Steve. It's not me either. Kelly?
Hi, I'm Kelly. It's me. I'm the dingbat.
Can't wait to tell this tale.
All morning, I've been looking for some AA batteries because I've got one of those little wireless mice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little sensor that I just plug right into my computer. But when the batteries run out, obviously I can't use it. But generally, you can walk around here and steal batteries out of a remote or steal batteries out of another mouse, which I've done before,
sure.
Or sometimes there happens to be a little pack of batteries.
Yeah.
We're no batteries here. No
it's
batteries.
A battery desert here almost all the time.
We're not a battery gang here. So I asked everybody, hey, if you just see some batteries rolling around, AA preferably, that would be really helpful. And Steve came in with a mouse. And I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going to steal the batteries out of this mouse.
Yeah, I went out of my way after Kelly searched the building high and low. I was like, I know where there's a hidden mouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a top secret break glass
emergency mouse.
It's an emergency mouse.
Okay. Steve, can I please see the mouse?
Yeah, you got an emergency mouse.
Stand by.
Okay.
So I went in, and even though it goes against every fiber of my being to help Kelly in any way, I thought, it's Friday, and this is a good way to be efficient, and we're all about efficiency here.
Yeah, we love efficiency.
Yeah. Love efficiency, especially on a Friday.
We definitely do.
And just a little, pull back the curtain. My job is so much harder for editing if I don't have a mouse.
Oh, it's the worst.
I'm using the pad on my computer. I'm not going to do that. I won't get anything done today.
No, it's basically like you started to do everything with your non-dominant hand.
Yeah,
Oh, hey, you're a pitcher? Here, throw lefty now.
That's the perfect way to put it. So Steve was super helping me, which, again, he doesn't love doing.
No, I do not love doing that. So I thought, I'm going to help out my not friend. I'm going to get her a mouse. Went in while the intro was playing. I found that mouse. I broke the glass.
Nice.
Brought it in here, tossed it over Kelly, and gave that knowing nod of I'm with you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Just this one
here
time.
Here you go.
I'm with you.
And that's when I looked at Steve and I said, wow, thank you. And my mouse with batteries just has this thing that slides right on and right off. Makes this
sensational little
clicking sound.
Yeah, the battery
cover.
So
I love it. So the moment I got that mouse, I started trying to pull it apart, and I was like, Steve, I'm going to break this freaking thing.
Yeah, because it's got, like, you know, the normal clicker thing on the top. So she's, like, grabbing in there. I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to rip the clicker part off of the mouse.
I'm like, I'm trying to steal the batteries out of this freaking thing so I can use my mouse.
So at least a minute, you sat there and did that, and you're like, how do I...
Trying to figure out how to dislodge the battery compartment cover.
Yeah,
what do I do? How do I open this? Yeah,
sometimes they're tough.
And I just sat there and watched her. And watched her.
With the most judgmental face I have ever seen. I'm like, what am I doing wrong, Steve?
And watched her some more. And then I finally just grabbed the end of the cable that is attached to the mouse.
That plugs into your computer.
It's a wired mouse.
It's a USB mouse. I just handed this to her. I was like, maybe this will help.
Yeah, this is like an external wire battery.
And I don't know if this actually happened, but in my mind, you looked at the USB plug and thought, how are there batteries in there?
I looked at that and I thought, how is that supposed to help me? I need batteries before I realized, oh my God.
Yeah.
This plugs into my
computer.
You
just want to plug that in?
Thanks, Steve. It seems so much easier now.
Doesn't even need batteries.
Wow. Yeah. I put my head in my hands and sobbed. I felt so stupid. It works.
Well, nothing worked. Oh, thank God.
Look at that.
Were you kind of hoping it wouldn't just so you could go, thanks for nothing, Steve.
You don't even need batteries for that wired mouse.
Despite your best efforts to wreck it.
You know, not all tools have to be sharp all the time, you know?
That's right.
That's true. Sometimes a blunt one works, too.
Boy, that made my day. Oh, we can go home now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boy, did I enjoy that.
I think most of us did.
Working good?
It is. It's great.
Okay, idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.